Joining me in the studio is Talia Smith. Talia, very good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So let me just understand. You've been studying. In New York University.
Yeah.
And you've been studying film. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You're originally from South Africa?
Yeah. I grew up in South Africa my whole life. Mm-hmm. And my parents were still here. And I was studying at New York University.
All right. And specifically film.
Yes.
How did you become interested in that?
So I grew up, my parents are both in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
My dad edits commercials.
Right.
And my parents met in a drama class at university. So I wanted to be an actress.
So you never had a stable home, right?
Yeah, you know, everyone was always, the funniest thing is that everyone was, like, Shabbos was such a big thing because that was, like, everyone's chance to tell a story.
Right.
And you had to tell the story right or what. No one's going to fake laugh at you.
Right,
so
right.
It was very stressful.
So it was a tough crowd, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I learned how to tell stories from a very young age.
Right.
And then my parents just let me find my way and figure out what I wanted to do and always supported me, and I wanted to be an actress. And then I was on a commercial and I was like, I don't want to be an actress. I want to be like whoever that guy is behind.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, well, I want to be a director.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, well,
go for it.
Figure it out.
Brilliant. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. So, and what kind of a course is it? How long is the degree?
It's 4 years, mm-hmm. and I get a Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Right.
And you have to do, like, some general education subjects, but it mainly focuses on
incredible.
Film.
Have you loved it?
So much. Oh, my goodness. It's been incredible.
Yeah. The shift from South Africa or Johannesburg to New York must be immense.
Oh, it is. It's rarely, like, you can be so independent and feel so confident, and then you get there and you have to do your laundry yourself, and it's it's a FaceTiming mom.
What is this big machine, and how does it work?
Oh, my clothes are going to shrink. I don't know.
And I'm sure they did, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it's a big adjustment, but you've now come back to South Africa to film a movie.
Yes.
All right, and it's called Umama.
Yeah.
And it's essentially about second moms, i.e. the people that help bring us up.
Yeah.
Because that's a very, very South African phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And although people around the world also have help, domestic help in their homes, South Africa has a very unique relationship. South Africans have unique relationships in this regard. Why don't you tell us about
Definitely.
That?
Definitely. So, what, like you said, it's a very big adjustment going to New York. And not only just, like, the lifestyle, but just how people understand the world is very different to how you understand the world. So I would have, like, pictures of all my family and friends up on my wall. And a lot of my friends from New York would come in and see my matric dance picture with Susan.
Right.
And they would say, who is that? You know? And I always felt very uncomfortable because I didn't know how to describe the relationship to them, knowing that they hadn't come from a background like mine. And so I didn't want to say domestic worker or nanny because that wasn't all she was to me. So I would say, oh, she's my second mom.
Right.
And then I would come home and, like, that started bringing up all the questions in my mind of what is this relationship really about? And I started finding myself, like, justifying why there was this relationship, and then I had to ask myself, why do I need to justify this situation? And I would come home and see how the boundaries were kind of blurred in that she gave so much love to us, and when I came home for the first time, she said, when are you coming back again? And I said, I'm coming in December. And she said to me, oh, I'm not going to go home so I can see you.
Right.
And for me, that's when it, like, hit me that the importance of this relationship is just about love. And that's what justifies it, is that there's so much love. You become part of a family. And so I wrote the script kind of figuring it out for myself in my second year at university, because I was remembering a day when I was 6 years old and I came home and I saw Susan crying because her son had been killed. And when I was young, when I was six, I couldn't understand I knew her daughter, but I never knew her son. And I remember trying to figure out, like, who her other family was and what that life was. So the film is about that day and the sacrifices that she made to be with us.
So is the film fiction? Is it non-fiction? Is it more documentary? What is the style of it?
So it's a narrative film. It's based on this day, but it's also made up. Like, the son, I created the son through doing interviews with different domestic workers' children, and then where it's based around is based around Pesach, which it wasn't originally.
Right.
And the story's kind of like,
so I did add a texture,
exactly.
A lot of that type of
so
texture
it's text. Not exactly mine and Susan's story
right,
anymore.
Right, I get it. Right,
but
it's almost sort of a symbol of that story.
Exactly.
You know, one of the difficulties I would imagine, and is that a lot of these stories actually aren't as positive in the sense, in terms of the relationship. And traditionally there's been a tremendous amount of abuse as well, within these types of relationships. And it's something that as South Africans we've always kind of skirted around. We've never really owned it to a large extent. And of course not every movie that you make needs to address all issues. But can you make a movie, around this, which is essentially a positive relationship, but obviously hinged on a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that it's not just a happy story. But can you make a story, a movie around this without going into some of those types of complicated issues?
I don't think you can. I think what was important for me in making this film is that because I knew, first of all, what was important was that I told South African stories accurately.
Right.
And so that meant telling the story of these young boys to be as accurate as possible.
Right.
These boys who felt like their mothers maybe were doing a lot of sacrifices for their benefits. So,
interesting.
One of the things that I kind of based the story around or tried to explain to Americans was what apartheid was and how we are coming out of apartheid and what Bantu education was how she was using the skills that she had because of Bantu education to give her son a new life, one better than she had. But in doing that, she had to be an absent parent to him.
Right.
So
that was a terrible irony of so many of these stories.
Exactly. So there is that element, and
it's sort of opportunity was given to the kids that you were absent from. Love was given to the kids that you were working for. It was just so complex.
Yeah.
Is still so complex.
It is a very complex relationship. And for me, making the film, it was never about saying this is right and this is wrong. It was just saying this is how it exists.
Mm.
And there are also like beautiful moments within that of how I learned Zulu songs or like just the word in Ntombazane, and how when I'm in America, if I had to hear Sanibonani, that would just like hit my heart.
Takes you home, right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And the film ends, even though it's like a big tragedy, you see the two mothers sitting together.
Right.
And that's just what the film is about. So I've always said my film is about the dichotomy of love in which it exists. It's confusing and the only thing that makes sense. So I'm not making this film to say, you're wrong, you're right.
Right, no, it's almost like a snapshot of a moment that reflects so much.
Exactly.
So where are you in the process?
We just wrapped on Sunday. We finished filming
it.
And now we're in post-production.
Pity, Zanati, I thought we could get you a position in this movie.
Right.
Zanati is an incredible actress. And
my thigh has been...
Your thigh is in movies already.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's got a very, very well-known thigh. Yes. Somebody used to insure their legs. Who was
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly.
It's Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go there.
Which makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, she can still sing sitting down, can't she? You know, that makes absolutely no sense. You know, one of the supermodels, I kind of understand. Anyway, Zanati's very well known. Her thigh, which movie was your thigh in?
Well, it's a TV series, called The River.
So, but she's actually working on the whole full body experience. Is what she's moving towards. So next time you need somebody with incredible talent and Lindy in our control booth there can do makeup. She's very well known for the, before she can do all the makeup. So we've actually got a whole team here. There's not much I'm going to do in the whole thing, but all right, as I can give the good ideas. So that's awesome. Now it wraps up, you go through the process of obviously this is also a lot of the hard work, I would imagine.
Definitely.
And, once it's complete, what's your plan for it?
So, because this was my thesis film for NYU, they have a festival called First Run Film Festival, and the finalists of that they take to LA to meet agents. So that's like my goal. And then we're going to send it to different festivals around the world, in New York, in South Africa, and we'll have screenings in South Africa and New York.
All right. Absolutely amazing. Sounds awesome, Zanati.
It's absolutely incredible. Like, my heart is so warm.
Is it? Because I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on this, listening to this.
I cannot wait for it because it's just such a heartwarming, you know, just the story and, you know, the fact that it's your story as well. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, it does. I think that's the important part of it is that it brings it together. It's not, I mean, as you said, it's dichotomy, but it actually everything hopefully will work really well. Well, good luck and
thank
fantastic.
You.
Thank you
appreciate
for coming
you.
To talk to us. Please keep us posted as to where we can actually,